The Bush administration has had two embarrassing setbacks at the United Nations in the last week. The U.S. lost its places on the U.N. Human Rights Commission and the U.N. International Narcotics Control Board. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The White House was caught by surprise by the votes. Both were secret ballots. In each instance, the White House says it had written commitments from other nations that would have given the U.S. the votes it needed. Press Secretary Ari Fleischer yesterday described the president as being very disappointed, but refused to speculate as to why the U.S. lost its seats on the United Nations Human Rights and Drug Enforcement Commissions. He also said they won't spend a lot of time trying to figure out which countries abandoned the U.S.
In a secret ballot where people give you a written assurance saying, yes, we are voting for you, and then they don't keep their word when it counts. It's not likely that they're going to keep their word when you ask them or tell you, oh, yes, we're one of those nations that gave you a written commitment, but then we voted against you in reality. It's not exactly the type of action or behavior that most nations fess up to.
Over at the State Department, the same kinds of questions were being put to spokesman Richard Boucher, who did acknowledge a growing negative perception of the United States within the UN.
There's something happening out there. I'm not sure I want to give too much meat to the various arguments that have been advanced for what it is. And clearly, I think it's fair to speculate there may be issues related to how we handled ourselves, to how we pushed very hard for human rights.
Joanna Weschler of the New York-based group Human Rights Watch, appearing on NPR's Talk of the Nation program, noted that the U.S. could never count on the votes of its adversaries at the U.N., but over the past several years, she says it's become harder to count on some of its friends as well.
France has been increasingly annoyed for the U.S.'s positions on issues such as the Landmines Treaty, the International Criminal Court, most recently at the last session of the Commission, the beginning of a process to have a convention on disappearances, the resolution on availability of AIDS medication to AIDS victims, in which the U.S. was a sole abstention against 52 votes in favor of that resolution, a resolution on the right to food, where the U.S. voted no and 52 other members voted yes. This does not look pretty, and I think the friends of the U.S. have gotten quite annoyed and wanted to send a strong message.
Others have pointed to annoyance over the Bush administration's decision to back away from the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty or its plans to go forward with development of a national missile defense shield, despite the reservations or full-blown opposition of U.S. allies. Critics of the U.N. in Congress see these latest developments as further evidence of problems with the organization. The U.S. is already way behind in its payments to the U.N., and some congressmen say this won't make getting the support for erasing the debt to the U.N. any easier. The United States owes the United Nations nearly $600 million in back dues, an issue that was due to come up before at least one congressional committee later this week. Yesterday, Ari Fleischer said President Bush believes that the U.S. should pay the dues it owes.
The president believes we should pay the dues that we owe to the United Nations. But the president is also concerned about the signal the United Nations, through these two entities, is sending to the world about the seriousness with which these entities will carry out their mission in fighting for human rights or fighting against drugs. It's hard to be committed to the cause of human rights when you've put Sudan and Libya on a panel that's dedicated to fighting for the cause of human rights.
Still, it's an awkward and frustrating moment for the U.S. and a signal to the Bush administration that the U.S.'s relationship with the United Nations may be more complicated than it once appeared. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.